There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Let's turn our attention to another little talker that caught my eye ahead of the weekend. We're all human beings and our nationalities are simply an accident of birth. Is that a statement that you agree with? A recent survey in the UK has showed that young people are far less likely to feel proud to be English than older generations. 8 out of 10 people in England identify strongly as English, but pride varies by age. YouGov surveyed over 25,000 people, found 72% of over 65s are proud to be English, compared with 45% of 18 to 24s. Now, culture is a shared sense of custom, language, belief, behaviour. This defines a group of people who share the same attitude of the way or the way of living. People with the same culture are likely to have similar thinkings. We've talked about cultural identity here on the show. It's been talked about on the station this week as well, as has national identity, bringing a sense of belonging. But it's not focusing on culture, but wider criteria, including descent, language, culture, and religion. Picking what country you represent in sports because of dual nationality is also constantly being debated, especially when any world tournaments are around the corner, much like the FIFA World Cup, which is just a few days away. So is that a time where you get behind your nation, you get a little more patriotic, or do you find yourself jumping and choosing? A question I suppose we're putting to you this morning is, are you proud of your nationality? Do you find yourself apologising for it? It's not just the Brits that seem to be doing it in the face of Brexit, but more and more Americans are admitting to the fact that they aren't admitting to being American, or certainly not showing as much pride as they once might have. What about other nations the world over? Or are we all just becoming global citizens? Hanan, you have claimed to be...
Well, it's not a short story. So I'm Kuwaiti, British, Irish, Welsh.
Okay, so you can claim to be any of those.
Yeah, but you know what I like? I like basically being able to dip in and out. So, you know...
Are you proud of all of those nationalities?
I'm proud for certain reasons for different things. And I like to, you know, when I'm with my Irish friends enjoying, you know, sort of Irish traditions, I like to be able to identify with that. When I'm in Kuwait, you know, I like to identify with part of that. But then I also like the British, and I actually like the fact that I'm mixed and I can sort of tap into all of them. I think it's a sort of privilege, although it is very confusing, I must admit.
Got a good one from one of our listeners a little earlier on saying this. I don't particularly believe in nationality. I am proud of who I am, but not where I am from, because who is really from anywhere? Quite deep and thoughtful there. Thanks for that one. Shrieks is in studio with us as well. Proud to be Indian?
Indian.
Proud?
In sport, yes. Otherwise, probably not.
Wow, okay, cool. So in the sporting arena, yes.
Yes, definitely. Especially not just cricket. I mean, I think we've done so much. We've come leaps and bounds when it comes to badminton, hockey, even football. I mean, we had a game recently and everyone went down and supported. And I feel like it is coming up. So yeah, in sport, yes, definitely.
I mean, there's definitely much more cultures being blended at the moment. We've got cross-cultural relationships, marriages, partnerships around the world. And the world's getting a smaller place as well, isn't it? We're sort of jumping and we can choose to call home the UAE, but be from different nationalities. So I suppose that puts more and more pressure on that cultural identity per se. But it just interests me, the fact that these tags, if you like, because it used to be, you know, your pride in your nation, you have to have that pride in your nation, and I wonder whether expatriates out there listening in, the more time you spend away from that place, does that dampen that desire and that pride, or do you think it increases it as well? Because it also makes you aware of the things that you miss from your home country.
And also, do you start to feel a pride for the country you're living in? Like, if you've lived in, for example, the UAE for 20 years, you know, you start to identify with it and, you know, you feel proud of the things that are being achieved here. And, for example, you know, it's so progressive here. You know, these sort of things. I go home and, you know, all the way, you know, the money...
Which home? The Welsh one, the Irish one, the Kuwaiti one.
Okay. For example, if I go back to England, people are sort of shocked to hear about all the way, you know, they incorporating sort of AI and all this autonomous vehicles and all this sort of technology and this sort of thing. And, you know, those sort of things, people's eyes just, you know, are out on sticks, you know. So I think this sort of thing is interesting. But also what we were talking about earlier, and you mentioned in the UK that people are less likely to sort of feel proud that they're English. I don't know whether also there could be an impact because obviously the England obviously joined the EU, and so people started to feel a bit more European, like my peer group and the younger ones, and obviously the older ones, you know, want out, and Brexit is, you know, now happening. It's a very contentious issue.
Old ones, not just the old ones.
No, it's not just the old ones, but I mean,
ageist.
For example, a little bit. But I just think it's a different mentality, and I think the younger ones love the fact that they can travel and be free, you know, have that free movement, and I think that they feel more European.
And the same as, I suppose, the same we're seeing over in the United States, where you have a very divisive society there at the moment. Those that support Donald Trump and everything that he's doing through his presidency are those that are rail against him. And there isn't this sort of middle ground anymore where people go, oh, yeah, I'm not really sure. I'm just going to sit on the fence. You either love him or hate him. And that seems to be more and more pointed the world over at the moment. Just it interested me, this survey itself, because it sort of showed this the growth of the global citizen out there. And I think it's very poignant for this part of the world. I know you've been out and about, Shrutes, with the team, asking the question of colleagues here and others, employees down here at Dubai Studio City. What was the question that you put to them?
Are you proud of your nationality?
This is what they had to say.
And I'm very proud of my both of my nationalities. I always enjoy to go back there during summer to see some friends and to see some family. And now with the World Cup coming, there's no better time to be proud of where we are coming from. So I just would like to say, allez la France and allez les Bleus.
I'm proud to be Lebanese, absolutely. I actually didn't grow up in Lebanon. I only lived there for 4 years during my university days, but it didn't take long for me to fall in love with the country and with my amazing city of Beirut.
If you're asking me whether I'm proud to be German, I have to say it depends. This is because on the one side, I'm extremely proud about the fact that my country is able to provide fundamental rights and freedoms to its citizens and that we are all able to live together in peace. On the other side, even though I'm part of a very young generation, I'm feeling deeply ashamed about anything that is associated to the past of my country. And therefore, I would identify myself rather with the European nationality rather than the German one.
As an Indian, I'm always nitpicking about what's bad in the country, what can be improved. But talk about national pride, and I'm raring to tell you about how proud I am to be an Indian because of the various advances we've made in science, technology, trade, the rich cultural heritage that we have. And I think also patriotism is something that's ingrained in Indians, especially because of the freedom struggle and how we all banded together. So, you know, it's something that comes within us quite naturally.
I don't believe in national pride because we as human beings didn't do anything to be born into the countries that we're born into. So how can you be proud of something that was completely out of your control? Like, it's not your own accomplishment. It's not something you did for yourself or something that you built or something that you worked hard to achieve. So how can you take pride in that? And I believe that pride in nationality is what creates and perpetuates racism between people. So actually, to answer your question, it's no, and that's the reason why.
Am I proud to be Filipino? Yeah, I really am, even though some people treat me like I shouldn't be. Those people don't really know any better. What I'm most proud about is we're just a very hardworking, positive country of people. Put us in any job, you know, put us in hospitality, put us in medicine, whether you're a waitress, you're a nurse, you're a teacher. Us as Filipinos, we do our very best. we always give it 110%, and I think that is one of the things I'm most proud of.
Thank you very much indeed to all of you for your thoughts on this one. This from Burr out there saying, I'm Irish, my husband's Scottish, one son calls him English, himself English, and the other Scots Irish. Burr. Alison says, he's 50, my friend's husband, 57, is exactly the same. Both tell the kids not to spend so much on devices. Thank you for that one. Proud to be Scottish, says Alison. I've lived most of my life outside Scotland, but my sense of Scottishness never lessens. I'm also proud of the UAE. And this one from Emma saying, ethnicity is really the term for discussion, how one identifies themselves. I'm happy to be an international Australian.
Yeah, we've got a lot of messages coming in on this one. Diana says, I'm happy and proud to have three cultures in my life. I was born in Puerto Rico, raised in New York, and married to an Emirati man. I'm proud that I can share my Puerto Rican and American culture with my Emirati family. However, I do have my Puerto Rican pride because it's how I was raised at home. It doesn't matter where you call home, as long as you don't forget where your roots are. And Zav says, sometimes I feel pride in my country. I'm Australian, but I'm not patriotic by any means. I also feel like a stateless citizen. And once you've lived in a few countries, the world becomes your home, not just where you were born.
Thanks to all of you for your advice from your grandparents as well. Loads coming in on that particular one, like this one from Amina there, saying, my grandmother always told me not to depend on others to be happy. That's a nice way to go into the weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, that's nice.
Osama, thank you. Like any business, the reduced income for a school will be spread across. This means poorer facilities, lower quality education campus, and recovery of lost tuition revenue through other gimmicks like extracurricular activities, academic supplies, charging for cultural and arts classes. I'm almost certain this will happen. He'd love to know what others think. Osama, thanks for that.
Yeah, there's a lot of people writing in on this. And talking about education, people want to know, obviously, how it will affect them if they've already paid their fees. And Paddy says it's a welcome measure, not increasing school fees, but will school fees impose additional fees on transportation, extra fees on extracurricular activities?
Riaz, thank you to you. Jester is certainly in line with the year of Zayed, due to the blessing of the holy month of Ramadan as well. It may happen that next year school fees increase. It might be higher what it normally is year on year, but at the moment take advantage of this. Debbie's been in touch as well. Speaking of education, find a way to give a voice to us, the trainers in the private industry. Most of us are small operators, and while I hear school families complaining of 25%, our business costs went up 100% when suddenly a trainer was hit in additional 25,000 dirham annual fee to simply be approved to train. Thank you for that, Debbie. Still worth coming here as a single, but the minute you get married, your expenses double, says one of our listeners. Once you have children, your costs double again, and it's possible that one parental parent has to give up work, thus reducing household income. Interesting times for Dubai, says one of our listeners. Dubai has a choice. Does it want to be a Monaco or a Mumbai? Mumbai has a middle class. Monaco has just one class. Thanks also to all of those others that have come through. In fact, we've had a number of reactions to this one throughout the day. We've also been out and about vetting some of the opinions.
Brilliant. Excellent. That's really good news. We pay half of it. We get half of it covered and half of it we have to pay, but very, very expensive. One of the reasons I came to Dubai was it was cheaper than the UK for school fees, but now it's becoming that the UK is cheaper than Dubai.
I think it's great news. Well, we pay them and then get reimbursed. We don't get enough to cover.
We have to pay our own school fees, and we've got one going up to secondary school next year, so it's a massive jump in fee. So for us, it's fantastic news.
So that's just some happy parents out there doing the school run this morning. We've had a number of specialists join us here on the line, and of course parents as well. We heard from Belinda earlier.
Absolutely delighted. I can't believe it. We've just had a price hike really recently at our school, and then our school was given an outstanding a couple of weeks ago as well, so everybody was expecting it to go up again, and just to hear this is just wonderful news, because we currently pay double anyway because we have a child with a few special needs, and it lands on the parents to pay that that extra help in school. So I'm already paying double. I didn't want it to go up anymore.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.